From Tidbits on December 17th, 2007. This is the audio version of Default Folder 10, Tames Leopards Open Save Dialogues, written by Matt Newberg. John Gatto's St. Clair Software has released version 4 of Default Folder 10. In order to explain what that means to me, permit me to remind you of a couple of themes I've been harping on going back many years. First, why aren't open and save dialogues more like the Finder? The Finder is for browsing and navigating your file hierarchy. So are open and save dialogues. The Finder is good for opening files. So are open dialogues. So why are they such totally different worlds? Why are they so disconnected? Why is it still all too easy to save a file, have the save dialog close, and then go, oh darn, what folder did I just put that into? In fact, not to put too fine a point on it, when you want to open or save a document from within an application, why are you not, in some sense, in the Finder? This was a riddle I posed way back in the day. In Apple's dirty little secret back in 2001, when Finder windows and open and save dialogs looked nothing like one another. Nowadays, Apple has gone to some lengths to obscure the differences between the two. Open and save dialogs have acquired the power of Spotlight, the Finder sidebar, and in Leopard, the ability to customize it. Views that are sort of like the Finder's views, including in Leopard icon view, the capability to summon get info dialog by switching to the Finder, and so on. But open and save dialogs lack many Finder features, and the fact remains these are two distinct worlds. They operate differently, and they aren't directly connected, even though you can use both simultaneously. How many times have you screamed at your computer as it presented you with an open dialog? It's right there, dummy! The thing I want to open is sitting right there in a Finder window behind you! Can't you see it? No, alas, it can't. True, these days you can drag from the Finder into an open or save dialog to help tell it what folder it should be in, but with all the windows you usually have open, arranging to make that little move can be like solving a Sokoban puzzle. Second, whatever happened to Boomerang, which was first mentioned in Tidbits in Boomerang Makes Good back in 1990. For readers born since those days, and I worry that by now we might really have some, Boomerang was a brilliant hack that helped open and save dialogues remember where you'd opened and saved things from, so you could get back there again. It was bought and mutated and remutated. For some great ancient history on the topic, see Jerry Kindle's Get a Piece of the Action files from 1998. But it was essential to my Mac usage since, gosh, System 6. Slowly, over the years, Apple has realized that Boomerang's functionality might be a good thing and has incorporated some of it into the system. But it doesn't really work very well. That's putting it kindly. Sure, an open or save dialog contains a recent folder selection in the pop-up menu, but you know something? I never know where the heck it's getting that list from. Most of the time, it doesn't remind me of the places I've recently opened or saved in this application, and it's usually a paltry 2 to 5 items in length. Does Apple think we're a bunch of weenies who only open documents from 2 to 5 places? All of which brings me back to Default Folder 10. I see we've been writing about this utility since 1991, back when it was called Default D. Wow, I'd actually forgotten that. And you can follow its history right up through 2005, Default Folder 10 2.02 now available, which takes you up to Tiger. Now it's Leopard time. Default Folder 10, it's a system preferences pane with an application wrapped up inside it, can do a whole lot of things and has a whole lot of options, so any description threatens to be inadequate or confusing. Suffice it to say that it tries very hard to bridge the gap between open and save dialogues and the Finder, as well as adding some delightful extra navigational features. When an open or save dialog appears, Default Folder 10 notices this and places a bar with 5 icons next to it. Each icon summons a menu. 1. The first lets you perform Finder actions, as if you were in the Finder. You can open folders, rename items, make a new folder, zip an item, wonderful when you've reached for the open dialog in an email program, only to realize that your attachment target is a bundle and must be compressed first, trash an item, and summon a secondary window where you can view a large quick look preview, see size and data information, learn and set permissions, and even view and add a Finder spotlight comment. The second is a hierarchical menu for navigating your entire computer. You can also access this menu in the menu bar and the dock. The third accesses favorites folders you've marked as frequently used, including the single default folder assigned to this application, the original purpose of Default D way back when. Favorites are global. There are no application-specific favorites, which I personally think would be better, as I typically have a range of base folders I return to again and again for particular applications. However, you can switch among entire sets of favorites. The fourth is your list of recent folders, each of which has a hierarchical navigation menu attached to it. Lots of recent folders. Lots and lots of recent folders. As many as 100 if you like. I like. The fifth lets you pick an item, an open Finder window to be displayed in the current dialog. You can also switch in the dialog to any Finder window you can see, merely by clicking on that window, usually with a modifier key. I have mine set for Control-Click. I should also emphasize Default Folder 10's boomerang feature, since this, for me, is worth the whole price of admission. When an open dialog opens, not only does it open the folder you were last viewing, it selects the file you last opened. This is hugely important, not just because this is the file you're most likely to want to open again, but also because if you are processing a series of files, you now know instantly which file is next in the series. I've been using open dialogs this way, as I said before, since System 6, and I find it hard to live without this feature. Some people might not like Default Folder 10's new black and white semi-transparent windows modeled after Leopard's heads-up display window style, but I think that they and the new Leopard animations as you summon a menu are the bee's knees. That's a strong term of strong approbation. But despite the mind-boggling array of options in the preference pane, the Leopard version of Default Folder 10 feels clean and useful, simple and powerful. Nonetheless, I'm sure I've described Default Folder 10 and its value inadequately, so please check the St. Clair website for yourself. It is best simply to read the entire manual and download and try this indispensable utility. To find it working so beautifully on Leopard is a joy, I think you'll agree. Default Folder 10 costs $34.95 with a 30-day trial download available. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at divots.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I can also attest that Default Folders programmer John Gatow is one heck of a nice guy.